Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 8, 2021. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform our listeners that because of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're not able to give you our usual show and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. Diaspora Forum. This evening, we are discussing about the rise in COVID-19 cases in the country, the Omicron variant, and the issue of permits for Zimbabweans in South Africa.
But first, the Ministry of Health reported yesterday that five people died of COVID-19, while 4,031 others tested positive. As at 7 December 2021, Zimbabwe had 145,632 confirmed cases, including 129,006 recoveries and 4,718 deaths.
To date, a total of 3,896,589 people have had their first doses against COVID-19, while 2,910,953 received their second doses.
And we are also talking about a meeting that was held yesterday between the Zimbabwe community in South Africa and the South African Deputy President David Mabuza, where they discussed the issue of expiring Zimbabwe accession papers and what the South African government can do to help the affected people.
Let's talk. We are going to be joined by our guests, who we are going to introduce shortly. But totanga tambotarisa nekukurukura nerurimi rwaamai zvatiri kutaura nhasi muchirongwa Diaspora Forum Live Talk uri musi wechitatu 8 zvita 2021. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezvenyaya yedenda reCOVID-19 rarura munyika. Tinoona kuti nezuro chet vanhu vashanu vakafa neCOVID-19, vamwe vanokwana kuita zviuru zvina nemakumi matatu nemumwe 4031 vakawanikwa vaine utachiwana kana kuti denda irori. Zvasiya vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori kubva patanga chirwere munyika vasvika pa 145,632, kana kuti zviuru zana nemakumi mana nezvishanu nemazana matanhatu ane makumi matatu nevaviri. Kuchiti vanhu vafa necovid-19 kusvika pari nhasi vave zviuru zvina nemazana manomwe negumi nevasere 4,718. Ipapo tiri kuona hurumende iri kukurudzira veruzhinji kuti vabayiwe, asi zviri kunzi vanhu vari kuita nhano pfupi pachipamwe panyaya yekuenda kunobayiwa, zvaita kuti vanhu vanokwana kuita mamiriyoni matatu nemazana masere ezviuru zvine makumi mapfumbamwe nezvitanhatu vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga 3.8, tingangoti vakusvika pa 3.9 million vabayiwa first dose. Vamwe vanokwana kuita 2.9 vachibayiwa nhomba yepiri. Zvino zvinotokurudzirwa kuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba mbiri kuitira kuti unge uchikwanisa kudzivirirwa zvakasimba. Tiri kuona kuti danho irori raakuti nonokei pachitariswa zvazvichitarisirwa nehurumende kuti panopera gore vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 million vanofanira kunge vabayiwa kana kuti zvikamu makumi matanhatu kubva muzana. Takanzwawo nezuro pamusangano wakaitwa wemakurukota pachiburiswa chisungo chekuti vanenge vasina kubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 mazuva mashoma ari kuteera vanogona kukundikana kupinda mumabhazi. Those without COVID-19 vaccinations won't be allowed to get into public transport. Ndo imwe move iri kunzi iri kuda kuitwa kana umwe urongwa hwakaitwa nehurumende. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura tichionawo kuti iro denda reCOVID-19 riri kubata zvakadiwa navezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari kuda kuenda kumusha munguva ino yekrisimusi. Tichakurukurawo pamusangano wakaitwa nesangano reZimbabwe Community in South Africa neutungamiri weSouth Africa, hurumende, mutevedzeri wemutungamiri weSouth Africa vaJeff Mabuza pamwe nemamwe madzishe nevamwe vakuru vakuru muhurumende panyaya yemagwaro eZimbabwe Exemption Permits, kuti vaone kuti zvii zvingaitwa, inzira dzipi dzingashandiswa kuti magwaro iwayo anga achivhurwa kuti anga achishanda zvakare, kana kuti vana veZimbabwe vawaniswe dzimwe nzira dzokuti vange vachigara muSouth Africa zviri pamutemo. Ndo nyaya dzatiri kukurukura nhasi, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke konoko ke okwethulwa nguJonga namhla ke kuDiaspora Forum sikhangela kakhonoko ke okweCOVID-19. chakwazuti Omicron imkakomu chalo wanutual sense mabantu kwele Zimbabwe usha wantule zimpila kwa chelubika kutukula wantava chano 5 ababule umkutani lo izolo utige aba 4031 nga bantava chalo batola la vele kwane le COVID-19 nasika tespana yobatole abantava 40 asebe pepe umkutani lo nasika ngena kusela nyagenye suku la bantu 4718 asebabula COVID-19 pakati kwa bantu wabai 145,632 abatapa ikuwa nile COVID-19. Asaba pepa umkuta nilo, wafika 129,006. Kuzo kuti ama active cases kuna manja bantu abahamhambayo kutabailo umkuta nilo. Wafika 11,908. Kuzo kusitige asebeta chwe chesikia kukala, yukos vigela umkuta na COVID-19, wai 3,896,589. Asebeta chwe chesikia by 2,910,953. Zapinda njalo kunapo, 2,910,953. So, abasa izolo, iche kusenya kukala, wafika 14,334. Kwezo kusita abasa kwe, iche kusenya spili, by 18,587. So, kanya kwe kunjalo, njalo kwa hanti lolu, kweze mpila kante, kutaza bantu kuti, batatwe ama chikusen lao, bakoge ama mask, njalo, baeze, loko kutuwa, social distancing, ngasika tesuwanayo, makezi zaandla, nisewensa manzi, yale sepa, kumbe ama sanitizers. So, kukunja aluku nukukwe tulu ngabantu. So, I guess you had an interview with Dr. Masorera. Maybe you can talk about this, Dr.
This also, yes, Gibbs, I had an interview with Dr. Henry Masorera about the rise in COVID-19 cases and deaths. And the discovery of Omicron variant in Zimbabwe, and also the announcement by Health Minister and Deputy President Constantino Chiwenga that the fourth wave is in the country. So I spoke with Dr. Masorera. Dr. Henry Masorera is a former Minister of Health and is the MDC Alliance Secretary for Health, Gibbs.
Yes, let's listen to this interview that you did.
Nokurenga kune dziwa riri kutenderera ungawe munongedzo here waiyo Omicron yati kutaura nezvayo mishonga ipi ingakurudzirwa kuti vanhu vanenge vachidziya muviri kana kuti vanofungidzira kuti vangadai vane flu idzodzi vange vachinwa
saka Mashoko amungasiira vateereri.
Shoko guru rinosiira vateereri kuti tatora pakati pekonsepti sekona kwedu. Ngati itei tore matano ese kudzivirira hachati panhu pane COVID-19.
There are jonga, so you can tell listeners what Dr. Madzerera is saying there.
Well, thank you, Gibbs. Dr. Madzerera was advising people that the virus is amongst us. And those who are yet to get vaccinated, they should do so immediately. And those who are hesitant to get their second dose, they should also do so. He advised that people should continue washing their hands, sanitizing, avoid gatherings, and also making sure that people don't just go to weddings, funerals, and all that. You know, in our African culture, sometimes you say, if I don't go to so-and-so's funeral, what will the public say about that? Or
exactly.
relatives, what will they say about that? Mm. I think it's time for people to consider that. And he also reminded people that we are in the middle of the fourth wave.
Yes, Junga. So there are some people who are actually directly affected by COVID-19. And one of them is a gentleman who lives in Bulawayo. He is stranded right now in terms of, you know, his family. So he was talking to Ezra Chisaspanda about his predicament. So he told Ezra Chisaspanda that he was evicted by his wife because he no longer has money. And Ezra tried to talk to the wife, and he couldn't manage to get hold of the wife. So let's listen to what Mr. Mlotwa is saying about his life due to COVID-19. He is really, really a sad man. So let's listen to this interview. Yes, of course.
Sekombile
mbuselo zwelo mwe mntwana.
Leyi ndo.
Yee.
Nini watu unasele?
Mna mifele. Oja hondo wangu ya batanda mwe. Oja, I lockdown leyi, enza gala leyi. Yenze uti, I hafu bisele mufa. I know.
That's a little more trouble than a local boy.
Hey, I'm 70.
Mubaba,
so
pain.
So pain.
Mina, angwazi mbi lockdown izaphela nini. Kodwa manje ela ukuthi into engiyicelayo u-president lo vice president Emerson Tambudzwa Mnangagwa lo comrade wethu wamasoja owe-health ukuthi ngabasincedisa besizwele bengathi bengizwa into eziphuma ngayo e-South Africa le kuyiko ofikela khona izikepe ofika kwamafurimathina thina lapha kuya nto ezifika ngithi ngapha i-COVID nxa kuthiwa ikhona ikhona ngali e-South Africa ngoba e-South Africa kulama-China ama-Nigeria amhlobo yabantu abasuka khona ngali endala eziningi thina lapha lapho umuntu esingamthola lidonga kuphela abakhona bayosuka e-Polokwane kuphela yiyo amathanga ama-foreigner
ngale
South Africa uhlala ngimhlobo lemhlobo walomhlobo ongotholiyo
so yikho
kuvela khona esikepe kusibone lapha esikuya esidiliva akula indeke ezifikela e-South Africa ofuna ukusuka e-Nigeria ukuya nge-South Africa ofuna ukusuka e-Tanzania uhambe e-South Africa ofuna ukufika ngaphi ufikela e-South Africa kwamani yikho ofika khona imikhuhlane ngoba bengavala ama-boda
There, Jonga. So, Mr. Mlotshwa is a very, very bitter man. He's saying he has lost his wife, one. And secondly, you know, he's now living with his grandmother because his wife has actually abandoned him. As I indicated, you know, as a Jesus wonder, he attempted to talk to the wife, but it was a bit hard for him to do that. So, then he says he's failing to support his kids and he's now living with the grandmother. Sometimes he lives on the streets and he's really finding it difficult to eke out a living. So according to him, you know, sometimes he gets a bit of money here and there for his two kids, but life is very, very tough. Mm-hmm. So he's appealing for help and he's saying maybe COVID is just a myth, you know, because he hasn't seen people having COVID. And he says mostly it could be in South Africa because there's a port there, and there's so many people that are coming through from Nigeria, from Asia, and other countries, people who converge in South Africa. He says, keep COVID there, not in Zim. So he's very adamant, you know, about that kind of effect. So there you are. Yeah.
Yeah, Ingwe Kauma Gibson, which Rukun's goes, I can't put it, ye COVID, mune kusavira na kurikitika kwa kanyanya mudzimba vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kungonetsana kunenge kuchitika mudzimba ndavana baba vanenge vachinetsa madzimai apo tanzwa mudzimai ndiye atodzinga murume pamba murume atosiya musha nokuti vanetsana nekusanzwisana chandisina kunzwisisa ndechekuti baba vanga vaita COVID here kuti vazosiyana naamai.
No, in fact, it's because he says he didn't have money anymore, so he had to leave the household and let the woman look after herself and her kids. So he says, right now she's got another person that she's seeing at home. And he says, well, that's what life is all about. But he's a totally heartbroken man. And he says, you know, life is very unfair. He used to work at Tenel in Bulawayo. That was a very big company. And then when he tried to go to South Africa, he was told, you know, the borders are closed and he couldn't go there. So he says he's finding life very tough. Yeah. So maybe let's cross over to this other issue concerning, you know, South African permits. These are permits, special permits that were obtained by Zimbabweans. There are roughly about 178,000 Zimbabweans under these special permits. And yesterday, Nabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa met with South African Vice President David Mabuza and the King of Zulu. So they were discussing this issue, and the King of Zulu actually promised some other time back that he will hold a meeting with the South African authorities and these people that are from Zimbabwe to discuss this issue. So let's hear a little bit of what Mr. Mapena said about this issue.
Yesterday we had a meeting with the Deputy President of South Africa. This follows the presentation that we did to His Majesty for King Makosonde II in respect to the challenges around documentation following a decision by the South African cabinet not to extend Zimbabwe exemption permits. We've been engaging a number of organizations like the African National Congress, the government itself, trade unions like COSATU, unions affiliated to it, other social formations, civil society around the documentation of Zimbabweans. We felt it was necessary to also present our case to His Majesty so that His Majesty could assist us. Indeed, His Majesty then invited us so that we present our case to the Deputy President of South Africa, Honorable David Mabuza. We are not sure what is likely to happen, but the Deputy President promised to look into the issues that we raised. Because we all know that the majority of the holders of the Zimbabwe exemption permits are from Matabeleland. There is a strong historical link between Amandebele of Zimbabwe and Amandebele of South Africa, and also the broader South African society.
So briefly, this is exactly what Mr. Ngamato Mapena said about the meeting, you know, that they held this meeting with Mr. David Mabuza, and all that they are looking for is the, you know, the way forward in terms of getting new permits, maybe new visas and something like that. So there you are, Chunga.
And this was what Tanzwa po Mutungamiri with San Andreas Bible Community in South Africa, Van Mabuto Mabena, Wachitaura Kuti Nezuro, Wakaita Musangano, Pakati, Pe Sanganorao, Ne Mutezirom Tungamiri, Wenika South Africa, Vajift Mabuza, Vachukurukura, Nzira Zawanga, Kwansana Zuti. Urumende South Africa, ibatsire zvaro zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa, zvanga zvichirarama nemakwaro eZimbabwe exemption papers, kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kushanda nekudzidza nekurarama vari muSouth Africa. Saka vari kuti vanotarisirawo kuti dzimwe nguva zvichabatsira. Asi tinonzwa kuti kune vamwe vakaita nzirawo yekuenda kumatare edzimhosva, vachiedza kuti hurumende yeSouth Africa inge ichimanikidzwa nemutemo kuti inge ichipa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvozvo ugaro kana yatingati permanent residents in South Africa, vachishandisa chikamu chemutemo chinoti kana munhu wakanga wagara munyika kwemakore anodarika gumi wave nekodzero yekuti unge uchipiwa permanent residence. Saka tichanzwawo kana takakwanisa kubata vesangano riri kuita divi rekuenda kumatare kuti tinzwe kuti vasvika papi nenyaya iyi, Gibbs.
Sike sizwe ke ngesindebele kukhuluma khona kuke umnumzana Mabena.
Wasesho ke ukuthi hayi, sakhuluma ke lo mphathi ntambo wezangaphakathi ubaba uMtsweledi, bazwe izikhalo zethu ukuthi kuyini okungenziwa. Okwakhathesi usami khonaphana ukuthi amakliniki kavuseleke, kodwa kasikwazi ke kusiya phambili ngengxoxo lezo ezikhona ukuthi kuyini okuzaphuma. Yikho ke ebesikwenza izolo, kanti ke siyaqhubeka futhi sikhuluma lenhlangano eziningi ezeSouth Africa. Namhlanje sike sathintana the South African Council of Churches, esicabanga ukuthi soba lo mhlangano labo maduze sikhulumisana nabo. Okwenza ukuthi sikhulumisane lenhlanganiso zeSouth Africa labaholi kumbe namakhosi yokuthi udaba lolu lokungavuselela amapermit ludaba oluthinta labantu beSouth Africa singathi nabaprogressing esilobuhlobo labo esiphila labo, ngoba esikubonayo imihla ngemihla yilabo abaziza kuSouth Africa First labo Action SA abagijima phambili abathi sifuyele emuva. Egameni le-solidarity be kungazwa kani abamilathi abayizizalwane ze South Africa ukuthi bayasekela nje basihlezi labo kuze ikakhulu abantu ababuya eMathebeleland kabaqali ukuza eSouth Africa namuhla. Abantu baqala ukuza eSouth Africa ngama-40s nama-50s. Basuke lapha obaba nabane wethu, labo mama labo dadu wethu. Besiya empini yenkululeko, besuka khona apha eSouth Africa. Abanye babo abafanana lo babo ngasekho emhlabeni uMakhatini Guduza. Ozala ongumongameli eMthwakazi Liberation Front babe vele bekukomiti ayinika lo ngasekho emhlabeni omongameli oqala uTata uMandela babemnika ukudla ngesikhathi ecatshile engasiwa eRobben Island. Bese kuba nabafana lo baba uNkobi owayekulilima owaba Treasurer General of African National Congress. Sikhole ubudlelwano bethu bukhulu ubudlelwano esilamo. Yikho ke nxa sekuyilesi sikhathi ngoba abantu abaningi abalamapermini babuya eMathebeleland. Qakathekile ukuthi sikhumbule ingonyama yethu yamaNdebele. Sikhumbule futhi esilobudlelwano labo ukuthi nantu udaba osoluhlupha labo bese beseluleka lapha beluleka khona. Yikho ke asikwazi ukuthi kuzafumana kodwa ke hayi sisaxoxisana siyabuka.
Yeah, so what Mr. Mapena is saying here is that they are using certain means to, you know, try to get some of these papers. And he says one of the ways is to actually engage the South African government like what they did yesterday through Mr. Mabuza. And the other way of doing that is to engage cultural leaders. So he says maybe there is some kind of, you know, very deep relations between the South Africans and some people who are in Zimbabwe. So he says they may take advantage of that as well and use all means to get these papers instead of, you know, maybe rushing to courts and so forth. So he says at the end of the day, they're not sure what is going to happen about this issue, but they're trying by all means to get around this kind of a problem. So it's simply because he says most of the people who are holders of these papers are not eligible for any other visas.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, they are not engineers, they are not doctors, they are not scientists like nuclear physicists and so forth. So they may fail altogether to renew or to get new kind of visas.
Kind of visas. Yeah. What I maybe will ask some of our guests is, if these people will be eligible for asylum or political asylum,
mm-hmm.
because those are some of the questions that I'm getting from some people who are inquiring about this, these other means to stay in South Africa legally.
Mm-hmm. So let's see who we have right now. I think we've got our guests lined up. I think one of them is Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a holder of the permits, and the other one is Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. So let's start with Mr. Sipho Ngulube. Welcome to the program, Baba Ngulube.
Yabonga baba uDube, njani lonke studio?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu, yeah. So silo baba lapho uJoka Kanemeli. Joka, maybe you can ask the first question.
I'm not sure whether Mr. Ngulube attended yesterday's meeting or he knows what came out of the meeting yesterday.
No, I didn't attend, but I've been following up all the proceedings.
Okay, thank you so much, and welcome, Mr. Ngulube. Maybe you can explain to our listeners the benefits from such a meeting or from these meetings.
There are benefits. We need to engage the the stakeholders, all the stakeholders in the country, the government, the traditional leaders. But I think at this point we are a bit too late. We should have been doing this long time ago. But I know some of the leaders have been doing that. But the problem is there are some organizations who took the government to court. Those are the challenges. But I think the way the Mabenas and the other groups are doing, that's the way to go. We have to engage the government. We have to engage the Council of Churches, all stakeholders in the country, because we are in the country, we are beggars in this country, so we can't demand. We have to talk to the people in a nice way. That's the way to go.
Yeah, so I'm going to go.
Yeah, what do you Jevan Tonga, a booze, what we are Caesar, eh? We are Caesar. But in Jevan and Sijut in Kalamut Lokusong and so late. But in very easy, look for a driver, see seven, Sawuti, Sikulumerava Pete, Skrumerava Kulumed, Skrumerava Petting as a goal, Skrumerava Petting as a scene to Amakos. Sinway, a pair of things about women in this young man, I'm Farang, I said about in his fierce charm, terms in Ravan. Fana sibahloni bese kuqe yedolo sihlale yedolo phansi sinqe fana uthi yindlela besiyenza le kodwa ngibona ngani sesilethe ngoba kulabanye asebethethe uhulumende bamusekhothi so abathethe uhulumende bamusekhothi kusho ukuthi ngendlela sebemforce ukuthi uhulumende enze lokho abakufunayo kuyindlela engani embone ngani isenza singathandeki lapha ekhaya.
Yes, we also have Mr. Dr. Moses Ncube. Mr. Ncube, how are you? I think Mr. Ncube has got some connectivity issues, or maybe he's there. Mr. Ncube, can you hear me? Very fine. Hold on. Mr. Ncube, I think you've been cut a little bit, but now I can see you. So go ahead, Mr. Ncube. Maybe you can pose a question to him there.
Yeah, Mr. Ncube, how are you?
I think he has got... Yeah, okay. Ncube, where is about?
Yes, Nyalizwe.
Oh, yeah, I can also hear you. Mr. Ncube, welcome to our show. There is this challenge that some Zimbabweans or some organizations in South Africa, they took the South African government to court over the Zimbabwe exemption papers, and some are seeing this as an impediment to what they are saying is supposed to be a mutual case or an issue that should not be politicized or taken to, for legal recourse. What's your take on this? Because some are saying, or those, the proponents, they are saying that if one stays in a country for 10 years, he's supposed to be eligible for permanent residence, and that's the course that they are trying to follow by going to court.
Thank you very much. We are in a fix of a situation, if I may put it, because you find that you have been allowed by grace, but now you want to formalize it by law. It actually becomes a problem. When you are given amnesty, it means that there is something that you are not doing right and there is an amnesty. Then after the amnesty, for you to then turn back against the person who gave you amnesty will be disingenuous, as it were. So I think the mistake that we make is, you see caterpillars top of the tree, then you think of cutting the tree so that you get them. It tells you that the next year you will be in hunger and death, as it were. So I personally do not subscribe to the notion of going to the courts. Because the other thing is you need to have a social contract with the citizens as well. You should be welcomed by the citizens rather than the law. So it can be problematic to have the law being a friend of yours and then the citizens being not so much your friends, as it were. So I concur with what Mr. Mabena and others have been doing, and I thank them for that, to say we need to negotiate. And everything, even where there is war, you take the negotiation route, it usually brings the best results in most cases. Thank you.
Yeah, so I said to Abubeka Konoko says to Matilwa.
Yeah, ngithike lapha sizithola siphakathi komumo onzima kakhulu ukuthi amaphepha siyawafuna kumele siwathole abanye bethu ke bafuna ukuthi basebenzise umthetho ukuthi bawathole. Kukanti ke tinabanye sicabanga ukuthi kufune ukuthi kukhulunyiswane. Ngoba into yonke yenziwa ngokukhulunyiswana. Nxa umuntu kade ungalamaphepha wasekuxolela, wathi hayi wathi sikunike leli phepha njengoba kade ungela. Then wena ke phambili umntwana nxa esekuphile. Suseqasa usima laphana bazi inganekwane leyana ukuthi inyoka yayibanjwe lilitshe bayisusa. Ngicabanga ukuthi bayangizwisisa ukuthi nti. Nxa usukutshintsho kwinto lokhana ususiya emthethweni, wena wawuxolelwe kumbe singathi ubuganga ngenye indlela. Akusahambi ngendlela, ubuntu kabukuvumi khonoko. Ubuntu buthi utholakale lawe umi kubi. Nxa abanye basebe kuzwela bakumisa kahle. Nxa wena usumi kahle, sufuna ukuthi abantu labana uthatheke izankosi babophe ngazo. Akuhambelani khona lokho. Njalo ukuhlala noma kungaphi akuhlalwa ngomthetho. Kuhlalwa ngokwemukelwa yilabo bantu bakuleyo ndawo. Okumele sikucele ke yikuthi abanikazi bendawo basivumele ukuthi sihlale. Yibo futhi abangasincengela umthetho ukuthi usivumele ukuthi sihlale. Singabi ngabantu abagamula isihlahla ngoba befuna amacimbi. Kuthi ukuthi ngomnyaka olandelayo labo bantu baza kufa ngendlala ngoba isihlahla secimbi nxa singasekho lecimbi kalikho. Kuthi ukuthi sokuyindlala ke yona le. Ngiyabonga.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sicela ubambe lapho ke. Let's bring in Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda. I think you can go ahead. Nechunga. You've got Mr. Spanda here.
Yes, Dr. Spanda, welcome to our show.
Good afternoon, thank you.
Welcome. Dr. Spanda, we understand there are some Zimbabweans who met yesterday with the South African Deputy President, Mr. David
Mabuza,
and they were talking about the issue of Zimbabwe exemption permits. And your organization is also working on that, but going to court, taking the South African government to court. May you explain where your government is at the moment with that regards to Zimbabwe exemption permits?
Well, thank you very much. I think for us, what is very important, it's unfortunate that in our view, you see, from when the dispensation permits, you know, real came in, there's always been people that say, look, they are the ones that have been negotiating to have these permits renewed, and which is obviously something that is neither here nor there. And the meeting that was held yesterday, for example, it was premised on saying, you know, people that are in South Africa are mainly people from Matabeleland who fled, you know, Kukurawundi, or who has got ancestors, you know, that are originated from South Africa, and even if they don't have direct parents, because citizenship can, you know, be by descent, by your direct parents, not your grandparents. So when you look at that narrative, in our view, it is a narrative that is fatal at law, because there's no provision, you know, for that. That's the first thing. Secondly, when you look at, the Deputy President Mabuza, he is part of the cabinet that made a decision that there shall be no more extension, you know, of the permits, you know, the ZTP permits. What essentially that means is the government has sat down after extending permits for 11 years and has come to a decision to say we are not going to extend them anymore. And then you want to say, no, we are going to go back to these people and beg them to change that. The government would look very stupid if they made a decision today and then unmake that decision. We know that this decision has been made because of a lot of South Africans and political parties who are extreme, you know, right-wing, you know, nationalists, who are saying now they want South Africa closed down. And the ANC now controls from the municipal elections only 46%, you know, of the electorate, you know, voted for the ANC. And, you know, in 2016, it was, I think, about 56% or slightly more, which means it was still above half. And now they've gone down. So the reason why they decided they will not be extending these permits anymore, it is a political decision based on how they feel that they are losing in terms of, you know, a popularity, mainly because of its position towards, you know, migration. And the parties that have won, particularly Action SA and DA, have been very, you know, vocal about, you know, migration and keeping the borders tight. So the ANC is not going to backflip from that. Now, when you say you want people to try and negotiate, this is the position where we are now, where initially there was a court case which we were not really part of because some people had taken the matter to court to say, okay, they wanted a decision, you know, to be made way before the announcement. So now we are fully fledged in the case now as the African diaspora and a lot of the ZTP, you know, holders that we have had meetings with. On Tuesday, we're going to have our first urgent court meeting following the decision of the 24th of November and the Directive 10 of 2021, which was issued, you know, on the 30th, which specifically says that the grace period of 12 months, it will only be applicable to those people who will show proof that they have applied for a visa in the mainstream by the 1st of January. And we are approaching the court on an urgent basis because we are saying, from the 24th when the decision was made to the 31st of December, to start with, in order for somebody to apply for a mainstream visa, they will need a police clearance from South Africa and from Zimbabwe. A police clearance in South Africa takes about minimum 6 weeks, but it's never 6 weeks. It takes up to 8 weeks. In Zimbabwe, if someone has to go and try and get that police clearance, there is now a lockdown. I mean, there is now mandatory, you know, quarantine when you get into Zimbabwe, 10 days. And if you send money, I think, you know, you send an application from South Africa, it's US$75. And the bulk of the people that we're talking about are people that really, you know, are at the bottom, you know, of the food chain that cannot afford, you know, those resources. And we as human rights, you know, lawyers and activists, we are saying this is not possible. And the government has not really thought through this process properly because, number one, the time frame that it has given people to migrate to mainstream, you know, visas is inadequate. Number two, it is impossible within 12 months because people that make applications for permits in South Africa, it takes up to about 12 months, 18 months. But to think that within 12 months, when the government was failing to deal with ZEP within a year, in 2017, some people ended up getting their ZEP permits at the end of 2018. So all these factors tell us that, you know, this is going to be impossible to implement, apart from the initial fact that says some of the people, the majority of the people that are holders of ZEP permits, when they were given the so-called ZEP, which is what a lot of people are forgetting, the minister made a statement on this, I think last week, Minister Mtualedi. He said that when they looked at the asylum seeker system or the refugee center, there were about 200,000 people in 2008 or so from Zimbabwe that were applying for asylum. So what they did is they took people from the asylum seeker system who ordinarily qualify for asylum and said, don't worry about the asylum, move to a special permit called the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit, without vetting these people to see who were genuine political asylees and economic asylees. Now, having done that, it means they deprive those people of an opportunity that are political asylees with a genuine case to have their issues determined in terms of, you know, the international law on asylum seekers and refugees. And now, all of a sudden, they'll then say, go back. And the law is very clear about non-refoulement, that you cannot send someone back to a country where they fear for their life. So if we sit down and fold our hands and think that, you know, people are going to negotiate, we have got people that are asylum seekers who cannot, if they are sent back, they may lose their lives. So at the end of the day, we have to come in terms of the law and ensure that the rights of all the people are protected.
Yes, I want to go to Baba Sibanda. What are you talking about? I want to go to permanent residence kwabanyabantu. So about to go to country in Konoko. I'm a chance to know 1 minute just in Ganova.
Ye, umkantu ko impela ngoba abantu sebelelungelo ngesigaba sokuthi bahleli kangakanani. Umuntu angakwenza lusizi njengoba besithi ukuthi wenze lusizi kodwa kukhona lapho sikube namalungelo ngoba umthetho uyakuvuma. Sonke silawulwa ngumthetho kuko konke sikwenzayo. Ingabe umuntu uyakudabukela eSouth Africa khona lapha kunabantu abaxotshwe emsebenzini beqhathwe ngenamaphepha. Ma usuxotshiwe uqhathwe ngenamaphepha umkhazi kufanele kukhokhele ngeke athi namhlanje ahambayo kumangalela athi awubothi ungasanikanga ilungelo.
Yes. harikurugira kuti vana veZimbabwe vange vachibatsirwa nenyaya yemagwaro eZimbabwe exemption papers. Kune vakasangana nemutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaDavid Mabuza nezuro muSouth Africa nevamwe vakuru vakuru vemadzishe. Nemisangano renyu Dr. Swanda riri kuitawo nzira dzekuenda kumatare edzimhosva. Tingonzwa kuti maapapi uye kuti kune vamwe vari kugumuka kuenda kumatare.
Ichokwadi ichocho, pane vanhu vari kugunun'una kuti aiwa mutemo haushandi, asi hapana chinhu chaunoita chisiri pamutemo pasi pane rino. Zvandangasoro ndezvokuti muno muSouth Africa pane vanhu vanoshanda vasina mapepa, vanonzi vanhu vasiri munyika zviri pamutemo. Munhu iyeye akadzingwa basa asina kupiwa mari dzake kana kuti maemployers ake akadaidza Home Affairs kuti imusunge nekuti hana mapepa. Munhu iyeye ane kodzero yekuti aende kuCCMA anoti aiwa ndadzingwa ndisina kupiwa mari. Mutemo ndiwo unotomumiririra munhu iyeye kuti awane mari yake. Hazvina basa kuti ange achishanda asina mapepa. Saka chatiri kutaura iko zvino tine vanhu vakapinda munyika ino vari maasylum seekers uyezve vanhu vagarisa vava nekodzero dzinovapa kuti vagonewo kukumbira kuti vave nechikumbiro chekuva vegaro remuno. Saka izvozvo hatigoni tingozviregera nekuti vanhu havagoni kuzvimiririra. Ndosaka patiriko zvino vakataura navaDavid Mabuza vanova deputy president. Hationi kuti zvinobatsira asi tati aiwa ngavaite zvavanodawo kuitawo nenyaya yekuti vaDavid Mabuza ipart of cabinet. Cabinet ndiyo yakaita decision yekuti aiwa tisha extend and pane zvinhu zvakaita kuti vasaextenda inyaya yepolitics kuti vanhu havachadi vanhu vanobva kunze kwenyika. Iko zvino vari kuti vanokumbira kuti aiwa ngavataudzane navo asi pana naSouth Africa vana put South Africa first vanotogwa kuti havadi vanhu vomuSouth Africa. Saka kana vakabvumikwa kuti aiwa chigarai nekuti makumbira ko ava veput South Africa first vari kugara vachimacha vachiti vanotogwa vanenge vachiita kuti vagare vanenge vasingadi. Zvinongofanira nekuenda kukoti. Pane vanhu vakawanda vanototi aiwa vari kudzingwa ava havafaniri kudzingwa nekuti pavakapiwa mapepa aya papa nematambudziko muZimbabwe matambudziko iwawo haasati achinja. Saka mhango vadzosera nozvaita sei ngavaregedzwe vagare. Saka panotori nemapato maviri vanoti vanhu ngavagare vanoti vanhu ngavaende. Kuti titi kukumbira ndiko kuchovati vanhu vagare zvakanaka hachizi chokwadi ichocho. Chokwadi ndechekuti pane kodzero dzinoda kuti dzichengetedzwe dzevanhu vagara muno makore makumi ese aya. Ezvokuti havangangodzingwi nhasi nemwedzi 12 zvoni ngavabude nekuti tinoziva kuti havagoni kuwana pamapepa kugara muno.
Dr. Swanda, ndisati ndakudzoserai kuna Gibbs, pane nyaya yekuti kune vagara vanga vachiita hurukuro nehurumende yeSouth Africa vachiita kuti nyaya dzemagwaro dzinge dzichibudirira. Imi maakuoneka sekunge maakuda kutokanganisa nhaurirano dzagara dzanga dzichiitwa nevamwe vanga vachiti zvava zvichibudirira. Munoti
ichocho hachizi chokwadi nekuti pane vanhu vagara makore ese panogara pachiitwa pachirinyiwa mapemiti avo vanenge vachifamba vachiudza vanhu kuti aiwa isusu ndisu tinomhanya mberi tinotaura nehurumende tisu tinoita kuti mapepa aya rinyiwe. Inhema idzodzo vanhu vari kubira vanhu mari makore ese tinogara tichigwa nevanhu vachibhadharisa vanhu mari kuti inzira yavo yekurarama. Zvigevenhu izvozvi takatombozviripota kuti aiwa pane vanhu vakuita zvisiri mumutemo. Vana chechihuta vanga vachishanda nevanhu vakatoita pamba vakatobatsira vanhu mahara nekuti vanhu vaibhadharisa ma350 kuti vaite mapointment chete. Saka tinoziva kuti pane vanhu vanoshandisa kusaziva kwevanhu vozviita ivo vanobatsira ivo vachitobira vanhu. Ndo zvinhu zvakatoshata zvatiri kutorwisa iko zvino kuti aiwa apa pane kodzero. Hatiri kuda kutaura nezvinhu zvevanhu vari kuda kuti vaite kunge ndiwo vana Jesu vari kubatsira vanhu ivo vachibatsira vanhu isu tichiziva kuti hapana zvavari kuita.
So uvambe kunapo ke Dr. Swanda umwanetachana sizweke lapa ke kubaba uSipho Nguluve. Baba Nguluve sicela kuti ukanye kunapa sikubone kuhle. Sesikubona ke baba. So ke what's your reaction to what Dr. Swanda say?
Yamhasi ndinoshova kuSwanda ngoba amafekta awachoyo wonke anje nangani atshelile ngoba uthi bamele abantu beZimbabwe thina sinje kwalapha sikaze sicontactwe not even one permit holder engiyaziyo abake bakhuluma layo ukuthi wabayirepresente court. And nxa sithi yena amaZimbabwes amaningi asuka ku-aslam permit baya kuma-permit. I-aslam permit vele sasuka kiwo sonke but siyakwazi sokuthi vele sasingafithi ku-aslam. 99% of 99.99% yama-aslam amaZimbabwes sasidinga umsebenzi kuphela. Sasingabalekeli impi, sasingabalekeli i-political prosecution ekhaya. It can be a zero, 0 point something. About So now I catch you on a little point of color. That's the beginning point of the discussion. When you dream with your indigenous language. I'm feeling like I can't even say anything.
Yeah.
It's not presenting our faith in the right way. It's saying most of the Zimbabweans who migrated to Permit were Aslam seekers, genuine Aslam seekers. I can tell you, most of us were Aslam Permit, but we're not genuine Aslam seekers. About 99%, 99 point something, percent of that those people, went for Aslam permits because that was the easiest way of getting something to be recognized and stay and work here. We've got our chiefs using those Aslam permits. We moved our chiefs from Zimbabwe to land here with those Aslam permits. But we were never threatened by anything. We were running away from economic situation on the ground in Zimbabwe. And now they are saying they are representing us. They have never contacted us. We don't know anyone who will say if they've been contacted by these organizations about they are representing us. Who are they representing?
Okay, thank you very much. Stay on the line. Let's bring in Chonga Kanemiri. Maybe Chonga, talk to Mr. Ntandamozis Ncube about this particular issue. I think it's a pending issue, really.
Yes, maybe he was listening to both the previous speakers, and you know he's itching to respond. Go ahead, Mr. Ncube. I think he's on mute.
Go ahead, Ncube.
Thank you very much. You know, we are not saying that we are going to the east or we are going to the west, but we need to look at balance. What Sbanda is saying, Dr. Sbanda, some of his points, yes, can be taken into account. But I would like to bring him to the fact that this is a political issue, which was politically decided, as it were. And even Action SA and other organizations are actually gaining mass through this thing, where they are saying foreigners must go. And I suppose that is a very dangerous narrative if it's to grow in Africa. So it is a political issue. You cannot run away from that. Then it is also a social issue. Because if you are given a permit, you are having a neighbor that you must live with. At your workplace, you must have your colleagues that you live with. Unless you and them are in agreement about your existence, that would be disaster. It's also an economic issue to say people came here due to economic reasons and also political reasons. And even for people to refuse even to go, there is the economic aspect that is there. Then I would love to get to the legality part of it. All what we are saying is the way this thing started, it didn't start legally, because according to Dr. Sbanda, the implication is that if someone was here illegally, the person was supposed to be arrested, put in jail. But that did not happen. Now, that person who has given you the grace now, you want that person to be the one that is going to jail. It is a problem. We should, as human beings, in the spirit of Ubuntu, have this thing to say, let's sit down and talk about this. There is also a problem with these organizations that represent us in courts, because you will find that some people actually are actually speaking mileage or political mileage, whether personal mileage or celebrity mileage out of this, which is a problem. And some of them might not even be affected directly by these things. So they need to, like, I like what Ngulube is saying, to say people should talk to those who are affected. Then we pave the way to say, what do we require to be done? But this top-down approach by Sibanda and others, I think it's counterproductive. Thank you.
Yes, and Sibanda was here, but I cannot see him anymore. I think he's coming back very shortly. Maybe it's because of the network issue. So, briefly, what are you saying to Babu Ncube?
Ngesindebele ngingathi mina ubaba uSibanda kukhona okunye akuchoyo okuzwa ukuthi loba usuhleli elizweni ye umthetho uyangena kodwa ke indlela uSibanda kubeka ngayo wenza angathi vele kumele kuphilwe ngokuthi kuyiwa emthethweni njalo uthi yena uyala ukuthi into leyi yinto elozomba ngazo ngoba into le isetshenziswa zinhlanganiso ezila ezinye sezithola usekelo ngokuthi zithi khona amaZimbabweans awaxotshwe ngaleyo ndlela. So ke futhi ke ngithi mina ingenisa futhi lokudlelwano lento ukuthi lapho hlala khona kumele ukuthi umakhelwane wakho akwemukele livumelane ukuthi ngumakhelwane wami sihleli sonke emsebenzini kumele ukuthi khona abantu bakwemukele. Lokho kwenziwa ukuthi nizwisisane ukuthi ubukhona bakho lapha yinto yokuthi ulohlupho olukhona. We should be spending isikhathi sethu ngabe sisichitha entweni ezifana lalezo ngoba nxa usithi usume ngokomthetho kwelinye icele futhi ngikubona kulohlupho kakho.
Yeah, thank you so much. Dr. Sibanda, it's your chance now to respond.
In English?
Yes, in English, briefly. And then, yes.
Look, I think, for example,
be conscious of time is up.
Okay. If you look at what Mr. Ngulube said and what Ms. Mapena was saying, they clearly say that a lot of people ran away, you know, from Makerere because of Kukura Wound. And now they are saying the issue is not political but economic and people don't qualify for economic reasons. We are on the ground, we are in court every day because of illegal immigrants, people that are arrested, and we have got xenophobia that we are in court every day to fight. And the National Action Plan, which tells us that people ordinarily from Zimbabwe are not acceptable in South Africa. There is a very huge hatred towards Zimbabweans in any case. And if we are going to neglect that and say people are living today and they are going on to beg, as they are putting it, but they know that Zimbabweans are not likely, and all crime now is being attributed to Zimbabweans. So what we are simply saying in a nutshell is basically that, look, we will have different views. We know that the political decision that has been taken by government right now is based on, you know, it's empirical evidence that the ANC is losing support, and they will not back down on that because the cabinet has made. And the only way we can do that is to approach the courts, because the Zimbabweans that are affected here in terms of the South African Constitution Section 33, which is, judicial review of decisions taken by organs of state and the promotion of just and administrative action, like any other person, they are entitled to have the decisions taken to court, so that if they are not properly taken, then a remedy must be put in place. So that is why we are simply saying, if people talk about the top-down approach, even if we had not been informed by people, as an organization, we would have gone to the courts to protect the rights, because this is a public interest issue. But unfortunately, over the weekend, we had a meeting on Zoom where there was over 200 people that could join Zoom when many people cannot afford. That made the decision, they signed a petition that they want that matter in court. So this is informed by the people.
Yeah, Ufa, Jonga,
briefly. Yes. 30 seconds. Yes. 30
seconds.
Zvatuta nezvekuti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vagara havadikanwi pano. Panotori nenyaya yekuti vanodzingwa, zvisi ndivo vanopedza mabasa, vanotora vakadzi vedu, saka havadikanwi pano. Saka vari kuti ivo kutaura ndiko kuchaita kuti vanhu vadikanwe pano, hachizi chokwadi ichocho. Iko zvino vari kunokumbira, asi vachizva kuti pane vanhu vasingavadi. Isusu chinotinetsa panzvimbo pane kodzero, uye kodzero idziri mubumbiro remutemo. Saka kodzero dzevanhu idzodzo tinosungirirwa kuti dzichengetedzwe, kuti vanhu ava vanobva kuZimbabwe vagare muno zviri pamutemo kana mutemo uchivatendera. Hatigoni kunyarara tichiregedza izvozvo, nekuti pane vanhu vari kutya kuti tevedzere mutemo, nekuti mutemo ndiwo unototi tungamira pane zvinhu zvatinoita.
Thank you very much. On that note, we end our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum, Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube, a social commentator, Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is the holder of a special permit in this place in South Africa, and Mr. Nabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kande miri ndiru Maryland zvakare ndoti murere zvakanaka vateereri musakanganwa kuramba muchitevera nekutsigira zvirongwa zve Studio 7.
Good night.